And joining us now is Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Hello, Will.
Hi, Frank.
Will, for those of our listeners who are fortunate enough to get the New York Times on Sunday, they will be treated to a little insight into how to sell the puzzle in the New York Times, right?
Yeah, on the back page of the Sunday magazine today, I have an article on how to solve the New York Times crossword. It's not exactly for beginners, but there are some beginning tips there.
Got any hints? Anything you can share with us? It won't give it all away?
Fill in what you're certain of from the start and build from there.
Go with what you know. It's what I tell the kids all the time.
Go with what you know. And if you get stuck, put the puzzle aside and come back later.
Or not at all. And just go on to something that will not be as frustrating and maddening. And speaking of maddening and frustrating, you had a puzzle last week that left a lot of our, I suspect a lot of our folks are still working on it. Can you repeat it for us?
It was an April Foolish puzzle. I said, take four toothpicks or matchsticks and arrange them in the shape of a W in which each angle has 90 degrees. Mm-hmm. And the question is, what is the smallest number of toothpicks or matches you must move in order to form a square?
Okay. The tangram riddle. Go ahead.
Well, the answer is one. You only have to move one stick, take the end of the W, and position it with the other sticks to form the numeral four. And a four, of course, is a square of two.
Well, I suspect there are people with matchsticks on their table even now as we speak because, Will, you managed to fool a lot of people because we've only received about 400 entries to this week's puzzle. We did get a winner, though, and he is Charles Zafonte of Easton, Pennsylvania. Hi, Charles.
Hi, how are you?
I couldn't be better. How long did it take you to solve this puzzle?
About 3 days off and on.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised. Was there an aha, a sudden flash of inspiration?
I think it's when I was thinking about Will Shorts and how he must be devious in this one.
That's always good to keep in mind.
Well, listen, keep that in mind now because we're about to play. Will, go ahead.
All right, Charles and Frank, today's puzzle is called RH Factor. Every answer is a familiar two-word phrase, title, or name with the initials RH. For example, if I said where a Western farmer lives, you would say ranch house. All right?
All right.
Number one, something that's deliberately misleading.
Red herring.
Red herring is right. Number two, place of convalescence for the elderly.
Rest home.
Uh-huh. What most people write with.
Right hand.
Uh-huh. One who drives in two lanes, maybe.
Reckless, no. Drives in two lanes.
Two lanes.
Maybe coming right down the middle of the highway.
Roadhog.
A roadhog
very
is right.
Good, very good.
Hero in Sherwood Forest.
Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. A child's toy with a saddle and reins.
I'm thinking pony, but that's not obviously not it.
What's bigger than a pony?
A rocking horse.
Rocking horse is right. It might be used to water the lawn. It might be used
something
to water.
Hose.
Yeah, what kind? Yeah, what kind of hose? What's it made of?
Oh, rubber hose.
Rubber hose is right. Jewish High Holy Day.
Rosh Hashanah.
Uh-huh. Title for a prince or princess.
Royal Highness. Mm-hmm.
Good. Fill in the blank. The blank picture show. The
Blast
blank?
Is the only thing that comes to mind.
It's the cult film where we all got to shout along. With
Rocky Horror.
Rocky Horror is right.
Thank you.
Amount of water vapor in the air.
Relative humidity.
Good. What a square peg has trouble fitting
round
in.
Round hole.
There you go.
Uh-huh. When traffic is most congested.
Rush hour.
That's right. Person who's done something in the fastest time, for example, would be listed in the sports books. Person who's done something in the fastest...
Record holder.
Record holder is right. Doris Day co-star.
Rock Hudson.
Uh-huh. My Fair Lady actor.
Rex Harrison.
Good. Pal Joey actress.
Help, Frank.
Pal Joey actress...
She was also in Gilda, Separate Tables. Her nickname was the Love Goddess.
Well, I just don't go back that far.
Sounds like I stumped you both. It's Rita Hayworth.
Rita Hayworth.
Oh, I've heard of her.
Yeah.
How about this? Apollo 13 director.
Ooh.
And he grew up on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, of course. Opie.
Uh-huh.
Ron Howard.
Ron Howard is right. School attended by Archie and Jughead.
Ridgewood High?
Oh, no, not quite. The high is right.
Oh, that's good.
Something tells me there. That was the easy part. It does start with R-I. You're right about that.
What is that?
Richmond High?
No.
Where
did they go to high school?
I'm just going to tell you this one. It's Riverdale High.
Riverdale.
Oh, thank you for putting us out of that page.
And, you know, I don't think any of them finished. Go ahead.
And your last one, Arrival of Simon & Schuster.
Yeah.
Arrival of Simon & Schuster.
A huge publishing company founded by Bennett Cerf, I believe.
Bennett Cerf, yeah.
Oh, my God. Goes back to What's My Line fame.
That's right.
Not helping, though.
And this one,
Frank?
Random House?
Random House is correct. Okay. Nice job.
Charles, very good. It didn't take you 3 days to get this. This is wonderful.
Well, of course, you didn't give me 3 days.
If we had, who knows how many you would have gotten right.
Right.
Well, for playing today, you get the weekend edition lapel pin, the new Merriam-Webster one-volume collegiate encyclopedia, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Milton Bradley, and from Times Books, The Puzzle Master presents a collection of mind twisters heard right here every weekend on Weekend Edition Sunday. Charles, tell us your public radio station.
WHYY, Philly.
Charles Zafonte of Easton, Pennsylvania, thanks so much for playing Puzzle with us.
Thank you.
Will, how about a new challenge for next week?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Henry Hook of Brooklyn. Name a famous singer, first and last names, change the first letter in the first name, and you'll get an adjective that identifies a category of animals. Change the first letter of the last name, and you'll get an animal that belongs to that category. What singer is it? So again, a famous singer, change the first letter in the first name and you'll get a category of animals. Change the first letter of the last name and you'll get an animal that belongs to that category. What singer is it and what is the animal?
All right, and when you have an answer, send us a postcard to Weekend Edition Sunday Puzzle, National Public Radio, 635 Massachusetts Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20001. Our email address is puzzle@npr.org. That's puzzle@npr.org. One entry per person, please. The deadline, Thursday, 3 p.m. Eastern Time. And include both your daytime and evening phone number so we can give you a call when you're our winner. And you get to play Puzzle on the Air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts, who joins us from New York. Thanks, Will.
Thanks, Frank.